TSN 1050. Listen anywhere. Stream your favorite shows on your smart speaker. Simply tell your smart speaker to listen to TSN 1050. Everywhere you want it. Now, back to Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog.
All right, Pinball Clemens will call in here in just a moment. And we've got the East Final on Sunday, kickoff at 12:30 down at BMO, Toronto at home against Hamilton. And then the West Final goes right after that in Winnipeg. Winnipeg's been the best team in the CFL all year, and they're at home against the Rough Riders. So Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, Toronto, Hamilton, thing of beauty on Sunday. And it was looking like it was going to get dicey for the Argos earlier this morning.
Yes.
But they have avoided disaster, or we believe they will, as long as McLeod Bethel Thompson continues to test negative over the next couple of days. He will be there playing quarterback on Sunday, biggest game of the year for the Argos. And it was close to not being the case, because he was at the Raptors game last night and promoting the game.
It's crazy to even say it out loud. It's a crazy story.
It's such a COVID-era story,
yes.
Clearly. The fact that he's healthy, he's fine, he was in a building filled with vaccinated people, and promoting the game on behalf of the team and by extension the league, but could have been penalized based on the standards that the league put in place all year that now they have decided to adjust. And we know why. Simply because they're like, this guy cannot miss the game.
Right.
Like, we can't have the quarterback miss the game here. It just can't happen. And if you're in Hamilton, you got to be freaking out. And if Bethel Thompson has the game of his life and, you know, charges down the field, minute left, game-winning touchdown, Hamilton is going to revolt. They're going to go crazy because they're hosting the Grey Cup next week. It would be a great story if the Tabbies played at home, Tim Hortons Field. But who knows? He's playing. Bethel Thompson's going to play on Sunday. So Pinball will join us here in just a moment. Leafs back in action tomorrow night in Minnesota and then in Winnipeg on Sunday. So Winnipeg actually going to be a great day for them, right? Like, they're at home.
Yeah.
The Blue Bombers are at home against Saskatchewan at 4:30, and then the Leaf-Jets game, I think, is an 8 o'clock start. So they take it deep in the peg, too, man. They take it deep in the peg. Sarah Orleski was posting about it, how cold it's going to be on Monday in Winnipeg, but it's not going to be nearly as bad on Sunday. So people will be outside. That building will be packed, and then you got to believe the Leafs in town on Sunday night in Winnipeg. That's going to draw a pretty good crowd, too. Still a great building out there on the peg, right? Small building, but loud building. Whenever the Leafs roll through, it's always a fun crowd. So we look forward to that on Sunday night. But, again, Sunday at 12:30, kickoff down at BMO Field. The Argos at home against Hamilton. McLeod Bethel Thompson will be there. As of this morning, that was in question. Here is the GM of the Argos, one of the all-time great Argos, Mike Pinball Clemens, joins us now. Pinball, how would you describe your day going you know, so far this morning, this afternoon, this evening? How are you feeling about your day so far?
They say it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Right.
And so I'm going to stick with that answer, if that's okay. Yeah, so it has been a crazy day. But, you know, at the end of it, you know, I think we got a result that not only reflects our own personal interests, but human interest as well, right? These rules are formatted to keep people safe, and I think, you know, we feel pretty comfortable with the fact that if he can have a negative PCR, being fully vaccinated with the other people at the game who were fully vaccinated, that we can you know, safely say that we can keep people safe and play the game we love.
Pinball, I think a question a lot of people have is for MLSE, where there was kind of a known policy where you couldn't go to events like this, how did your player end up going to the event, or players?
That's on me. I have to take that. I did find out that he was going, and just earlier this week, I chose not to go to an event for my buddy Nav Bhatia, who is doing a screening of his movie, and for those very reasons. Yet I did not ask that question when it was intimated to me about him going. I assumed that protocols, you know, the protocols that we've been following all year long are in place and would qualify there. And so for me, I can't hand that to anybody else. I have to I have to take that one.
So we'll get to the game here in a moment, but this is such a big story. McLeod, Bethel Thompson being at the game, you know, being sent home this morning, and then based on the standard of practice throughout the season with protocols, he should technically be in quarantine for the next 4 days. That was adjusted. The CFL came down with a new ruling. He'll be in quarantine for the next 2 days, which allows him to show up at BMO and play on Sunday. But was McLeod Bethel Thompson, like, was he persuaded to go? What was the messaging to him about being there last night and promoting the game?
Well, I don't think he had to be persuaded. He was invited to go to promote the game and to promote our game. And he's a wonderful young man who's been put in the middle of this. This is not his issue, as I said. This is now mine, right? Because I was informed that he was going to be going before. And again, I just thought that all the, you know, if he's going somewhere, that, you know, all the protocols will be in place. And so with that, you know, I think, again, that the idea here was not to be predatory with these rules.
Right.
The idea is to actually keep people safe. And I think we feel the league felt as well. The doctor as well, as you know, these, when you talk about the protocols, they've changed several times over the course of the year, and new protocols came in on December 1, and those protocols afforded for I believe a little bit more leniency based on more people being vaccinated, and specifically players being vaccinated, and our entire roster, our entire active roster is fully vaccinated.
With Michael Pinball Clemens, GM of the Argos taking on Hamilton East Final at BMO Sunday at 12:30. I think it's absolutely a just ruling. I think he should be playing. He will be playing, but he's got to go through protocols now over the next 48 hours where he cannot be at the practice facility. He cannot be with his teammates, with his offensive coordinator, the head coach, etc. How might this affect the game planning between now and 12:30 on Sunday, what McLeod Bethel Thompson now has to go through over the next couple of days?
As it relates to that, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, right? It could cause him to play better for some reason. It could be cause him to play not as well for some reason. And depending on the course of the game, we will try to, you know, often put a storyline, you know, together based on that. The reality is this is a very good football team that we're playing against. And, you know, we wouldn't really want to be playing against anybody else, right? And it's not just a tremendous amount of respect for these guys. That they are who we want to be, right? So we came in first, right? But until we beat them in the playoff game, we can't say that I mean, because they, you know, again, they took first place the last few years. They've been to the Grey Cup, and so for us, when we, you know, when we speak to this, right, we really just want McLeod to go out and play the game, you know, the way he does, and be himself and not try to be a hero because this happened, and not be, you know, and not have it affect him adversely. When you have a situation like this, you know, we can, again, often, you know, draw conclusions of what happened, but this this, you know, we've had a bye week. We've been, we've played Hamilton four times already. We studied both teams during the bye week and these two teams know each other, right? So there are no secrets here. And what happens on the field, right? Will determine, you know, which team on that day, played better, was more prepared. Him being a quarterback and the amount of additional time they spend and how much they've talked about this game, the reality is it may help him to get away from it for a minute or two and clear his head and come back fresh on Sunday.
Well, you mentioned that you guys are very familiar with each other. You played each other four times this year. You lost the first matchup, but you beat Hamilton three straight, including a couple of weeks ago. What did you see in those victories from your club that has to be there on Sunday? What is the primary ingredient for success against Hamilton for you guys?
For us, I think the overriding thing for us is persistence. In each of those games, regardless of who won the game, they are tides and shifts in the game, and these are two teams who have really strong defenses and have talent offensively. This is a playoff game. You talk about, you know, defense wins championships and these are two defensive teams that have quality players on the offensive side of the ball and with that, it's often low scores. And so with that, if you have a bad series, whatever you have, you got to put that thing behind you and come back out. Persistence is the order of the day.
Well, I'm looking forward to it on Sunday. What do you have planned for a game day, a big game day like this, Pinball? You've been involved in so many of them when you were a player, coaching, now you're management. What's your plan? You get up Sunday, when you get to BMO, what's the life of Pinball Clemens like?
I just try to stay out of everybody's way, to be quite honest. And if I can say an encouraging word or two, just kind of deposit something positive, that is always what my aim is. So in this new role, I'm more behind the scenes. And so I really want, just to see you smile, tap them on the shoulder, give them that positive reinforcement and trust that they are going to do what they've done all year.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. We're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one down at BMO Field, the East Final. Argos taking on the Ticats. You can hear it here on TSN Radio. Watch it on TSN. And best of luck, you guys. I think you skated on something this morning. I think it's a justified skating, and I'm looking forward to seeing what your boys bring to the table on Sunday. So good luck in the East Final, and we'll do it again real soon. Thank you for this, Pinball.
All right. Thank you so much, and I hope to speak to you the same time next week.
Yes, we will. When you're in the Great Cup, we're looking forward to it.
All right.
There he is. You got it. The GM of the Argos, Mike Pinball Clemens.